Radio UNAD Virtual, emisora de la UNAD, Colombia, para una audiencia global.
Las opiniones expresadas a continuación son única y exclusivamente responsabilidad de los invitados y no comprometen a Radio UNAD Virtual.
Ama la tierra en que naciste, ama la estura y nada más.
A partir de este momento, entramos en sintonía con la naturaleza.
Caminando por nuestra tierra, una emisión creada para la preservación y conservación del medio ambiente y los recursos naturales.
Dirección, Ana Mónica Grismaldo.
Ama tu sangre y no la riegues por ahí. Amala es una y nada más.
In a context marked by environment urgency and the search for more sustainable transportation alternatives today, through our radio program Caminando por Nuestra Tierra, we will share an interview specially designed to reflect on the growing interest in electric vehicles and the their positive impact on environment care. To this end, we are joined by a very special guest, who will engage in dialogue alongside our student from the Social Communication Program at Juana de Arco, currently based in Germany, discussing the main challenges and benefits of this technology, a topic that is becoming increasingly relevant on both the local and global levels. I am Ana Mónica Grismaldo Moreno, director of this radio species, and I thank you for tuning in with Nature. Go ahead, Juana, and welcome.
Muy buen día para todos. Los saluda Juana Juliana de Arco. Bienvenidos a este espacio donde hoy hablaremos sobre un tema que cada vez toma más importancia en el mundo: los carros eléctricos y su impacto en el medio ambiente. En esta ocasión tendremos una conversación con Leo, quien actualmente realiza un doctorado en Múnich, Alemania, en BMW. Enfocado en carros eléctricos e inteligencia artificial. Con él vamos a entender mejor cómo funciona esta tecnología, qué beneficios tiene para el planeta y cuáles son los retos que aún existen.
Welcome to Caminando por Nuestra Tierra. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Could you briefly introduce yourself and tell us about your work and research in the field of electric vehicles and artificial intelligence?
Yeah, sure. My name is Leo and I'm a researcher at the Technical University of Munich. We are specializing in electric mobility and artificial intelligence. I'm working in a project in cooperation with BMW, and my work especially focuses on how we can make electric vehicles more efficient, more intelligent, and at the same time more sustainable.
Oh wow, that sounds really interesting. Okay, Leo, tell me, why are electric cars becoming so important today in terms of sustainability and environmental protection?
Yeah, this is actually a key question for many people. So at the moment, electric cars are becoming essential because transportation is a major source of global emissions. As you know, most of the traditional vehicles on the road nowadays rely on fossil fuels, and these release carbon dioxide and other pollutants. And these, of course, contribute to climate change and poor air quality, what we see in nowadays cities, for example. So, electric vehicles, in contrast, produce no tailpipe emissions. And this makes a huge difference. And especially in cities where air pollution directly affects public health, of course, electric vehicles could be a part of the solution. And in addition, another key factor is the energy transition. As more renewable energy sources like wind and solar, for example, these are integrated into the electric grid, and electric vehicles become even cleaner over time when we evolve these technologies. So they are not just a technological shift, but they are part of a broad and big transformation in the transportation area.
You mentioned some differences between electric cars and traditional vehicles. Can you please tell us more about that?
Yeah, sure. So, of course, very obviously, the main difference is the energy source. So, electric vehicles, they have batteries, they directly use the electric energy in their motors. While in contrast, the combustion vehicles, so traditional vehicles, they burn fuel. And this especially makes electric vehicles significantly more efficient, because the electric motors convert the energy directly from the battery, so they have more energy converted into their motion in comparison to combustion vehicles. And one major difference is that electric cars are mechanically simpler, so they have fewer moving parts, and that of course reduces the maintenance needs, so it's cheaper to maintain an electric vehicle. And another very important difference for most customers is the driving experience. So electric cars, they have instant acceleration, they are very quiet, they of course reduce the noise pollution, they're very comfortable. So there are many differences, and one that's also important, especially for policymakers, is the environmental difference, because electric vehicles don't have local emissions, while the combustion engines continuously and always produce pollutants.
Good. And do electric vehicles really help to reduce environmental impact, or are there still challenges to consider?
So electric vehicles definitely reduce environmental impact, especially during operation, because they don't have tailpipe emissions. So when you use them, they don't emit any pollutants. So they are particularly effective in reducing urban air pollution and in lowering the greenhouse gas emissions over their lifetime. But of course, as you mentioned, there is some big challenges, and one, maybe the biggest challenge today, is the entire ecosystem. So not just the usage of the vehicle, but the production. And one big part is the battery production, because you have some materials like lithium or cobalt, and it's very difficult to actually get them into the battery. So without these, and without considering that battery production is producing emissions, the full environmental potential of electric vehicles cannot be achieved.
That's very interesting. So can you please tell us more about the role that batteries play in the environmental impact of electric vehicles?
Yeah, so batteries are the heart of an electric vehicle. They enable zero emission driving, but they also represent the most resource intensive component of the vehicle. So, for example, the extraction of materials like lithium, cobalt or nickel, for example, have environmental and also social implications. And that's why there is currently a strong focus in improving supply chains and in developing alternative chemistries. And another key aspect is the battery lifetime. So batteries can often be reused for energy storage. So after they were working in electric vehicles, and they can furthermore be recycled. And maybe this improves the environmental impact they currently have. So in short, the batteries are both the biggest opportunity and the biggest challenge in electric vehicles, and to make them fully sustainable.
Okay, and how is artificial intelligence used in electric vehicles today?
So that's a very recent and very interesting question, because artificial intelligence is already widely used in electric vehicles. So one example is the battery management, for example, where it helps monitor performance, and AI can help optimize charging, for example, and may also help extending the battery life, as I mentioned before. And AI is additionally used in navigation systems. So you can, for example, start a navigation route and the AI system automatically calculates energy efficient routes and also takes into account traffic, terrain or environmental conditions like the weather, for example. And in addition, modern cars can also include the charging stations into the navigation route. Additionally, many driver assistance features that you also have in electric cars, for example, but also in traditional combustion engine vehicles. And you have systems like adaptive cruise control or lane keeping that can really help the driver and enhance the comfort for the driver. And these are, of course, powered by AI because they need to use sensors, they need to use real-time data, and they can help improving the safety as well.
Éticamente, un espacio de encuentro con la ética en Radio UNAD Virtual. Un programa para promover escenarios de diálogo desde los territorios y en articulación con la academia que permita el reconocimiento y debate en temas importantes a nivel social, cultural e investigativo. Éticamente, busca abordar las temáticas con un enfoque crítico, investigativo y ético. Lunes a las 9 de la mañana, invita el programa de filosofía y la red de ética de la unidad sociohumanística.
Encaminando por nuestra tierra, el tema del día.
And is this already something common in modern vehicles?
Yeah, absolutely. Most of the modern vehicles have such systems, and especially electric vehicles, they include AI-based systems. Not all of them are yet fully autonomous, but AI is already deeply integrated into the driving functions and also into the vehicle development process.
Okay, now let's talk about efficiency. In what ways can artificial intelligence help improve energy efficiency in electric cars?
AI can improve energy efficiency in several different ways. So, for example, AI can improve driving patterns, so the patterns that drivers have by smoothing their acceleration or braking via the speed control, for example. This may reduce energy consumption, and AI is also able to manage how energy is distributed in the vehicle. So, for example, it can balance the power between the driving system, so the motor, and other systems like the heating or air conditioning, so the comfort features of the car. And another important aspect of AI is the predictive capability. So AI can anticipate the road conditions, it can see the traffic, or it can see elevation changes, so the height you are driving at. And it can adjust your energy usage in advance. Or maybe, as I mentioned before, in the navigation system and the software, it can use AI to anticipate how the route will look like for you in terms of energy consumption. So finally, it can optimize the charging behavior, for example. So when you drive the electric vehicle, you of course need to charge it. So it can choose the best time for you to charge it, maybe when the energy is cheap, and it can choose the methods to charge. So maybe you have different opportunities of charging, so AI can take this into consideration and reduce the costs and maybe in addition preserve your battery health.
And can artificial intelligence contribute to reducing environmental impact? Could you give a simple example?
Yeah, sure. So, as I mentioned before, of course, artificial intelligence can significantly reduce the environmental impact of electric vehicles. So, improving efficiency, for example, AI will, of course, reduce the amount of energy you require for transportation. So, this, of course, as well, directly lowers the emissions of electric vehicles, so at their energy production side. And especially when you combine this with renewable energy, so the AI, it will be a very, very optimizing and very beneficial approach. So when you look at AI, it can optimize the vehicle itself, but of course also optimize whole traffic systems. So reducing unnecessary energy usage at a whole city level. So for example, it can help you have a good traffic flow, so you don't need to brake and accelerate all the time, but to have a smooth speed throughout the whole city. So you want to have one simple example. I can give you one example that would be the smart navigation system. So AI can choose routes where you don't have as much traffic as on other routes, for example, and this minimizes the energy consumption. So you don't take into consideration just the shortest distance or the fastest travel time, but maybe the smoothest route. And this, of course, will save energy and it will reduce overall emissions and costs for the user.
Okay, Leo, and what are the main challenges that electric mobility still faces today?
So, to be very honest, there are several important challenges nowadays. So, one example is the charging infrastructure. This is very, very important and essential for electric vehicles because you need to charge somewhere. And the infrastructure is still not evenly distributed. So you have rural areas, so on the outside of cities, for example, where you don't have so much charging infrastructure, but in cities it's already becoming very well. But another issue for many customers is the charging time. So it's already improving, but still it takes much longer than refueling a traditional vehicle. So when you go to a gas station and refuel your car, it will take around 3, 4, or 5 minutes. But for electric vehicles, it still takes about 20 to 30 minutes. So much longer time. And one important factor for many people is the cost. So this is a barrier for many consumers because battery prices are still high. So most electric vehicles are more expensive than the comparable combustion engine vehicle. And in addition, one thing we already mentioned partly is that there are challenges related to the materials and the supply chain. So you have some countries that are very rich in the field of raw materials, so like for example lithium, or countries like for example China that have great companies in battery production. And you need to ensure that the electricity grids can support these large-scale electrifications with electric vehicles. So there are several challenges that remain.
So Leo, now tell the audience, how do you see the future of mobility in the next 10 to 20 years?
So in the next 10 to 20 years, I expect the mobility to become much more electrified, much more connected and intelligent. So many car companies are speaking about the software-defined vehicle, for example. So you regard the vehicle not only as like physical transportation matter, but more like a smartphone that has wheels, if you want to see it like that. And especially electric vehicles will likely become the standard. So not like today, they will have the majority of the customers. So there will be widespread charging infrastructure, for example, and there will be renewable energy. And in addition, artificial intelligence will enable more advanced automation. And maybe in 10 or 20 years, we will have autonomous driving, maybe only in cities, but that will be highly relevant to the comfort and the safety of people. And I think we will also see more shared mobility solutions, and we will have better integration with the public transportation, because nowadays people choose between the bus, the vehicle or the train, but in future there will be a mixture of everything. So I think, or my hope for 10 to 20 years will be that mobility will become cleaner, will be more efficient and more user-centered. That's what I hope.
So in summary, do you think electric vehicles are the ultimate solution for sustainable mobility or just one part of a bigger change?
So I think electric vehicles are a very important part of the solution, but they cannot be the only answer. So sustainable mobility requires a big transformation, of course including public and individual transportation. It also includes urban planning. It includes behavioral changes of the people. So we all need to reduce our dependency on cars overall, not just replace the combustion vehicles with electric vehicles. So I think electric vehicles solve an emission problem, but issues like the resources and the challenges with batteries, they still remain.
So finally, what could countries like Colombia or other developing regions learn from Germany in this transition?
So first, I think the importance of long-term policy and investment into the infrastructure are very important. So especially charging networks and renewable energy. I think this is a part where Germany is very strong, especially with its highway system, and on the highways there are many fast charging stations for electric vehicles. So I think that's something Colombia may learn from Germany. And second, the collaboration between government, industry and research is very important. This may be a key to accelerating innovation. And Germany especially has great universities, has great car companies, and I think from the processes Germany is using, other countries can learn from. So finally, I think it's very important to adapt the current solutions to the local context. So Colombia shouldn't do exactly the same as Germany. They have to adopt solutions and see what is beneficial for them. So, for example, in many other developing regions, investing into electrified public transport, like for example buses or metro systems, may have a great impact. So that's something Colombia can start with, and maybe later there will be private electric cars in Colombia.
That's a very important point. Leo, thank you so much for your time and for this great conversation. It was very insightful and we really appreciate you sharing your experience and knowledge with us.
Sure, it was a pleasure to be here. I think it was a great conversation. Thanks for having me and thanks for the opportunity today. Muchos saludos para Colombia.
Para la audiencia que nos escucha, esta conversación nos deja una reflexión clara. La tecnología puede ser una gran aliada en el cuidado del medio ambiente, pero también requiere compromiso y conciencia por parte de todos. Este fue un espacio de Caminando por Nuestra Tierra de la radio UNAD Virtual. Muchas gracias.
Thank you for inviting me to Caminando por Nuestra Tierra. My name is Juan Francisco Naranjo. I belong to INVIL at UNAD. And from this interesting interview, we can conclude that electric vehicles can help reduce emissions and create a cleaner and more sustainable future. Today we had Leo, a doctoral student at the Technical University of Munich, who works with BMW in the field of electric mobility and artificial intelligence. He explained that electric cars are more energy efficient, quieter, and easier to maintain than conventional vehicles. He also highlighted the important role of artificial intelligence in improving battery performance, navigation systems, and energy efficiency. At the same time, the interview addressed some important challenges facing electric mobility today, including the high cost of batteries, charging infrastructure limitations, charging times, and the environmental impact of extracting materials such as lithium and cobalt. Finally, Liu emphasized that electric vehicles are an important part of the solution to climate change, but they must be supported by renewable energy efforts, better urban planning, and a stronger cooperation between governments, universities, and industry. Thank you so much.
Encaminando por nuestra tierra, el tema del día.
Hoy vamos a hablar de un tema que nos toca a todos, aunque a veces lo ignoremos, el medio ambiente. Desde cómo reciclamos hasta lo que manejamos todos los días, nuestras decisiones tienen un gran impacto. Y por eso hoy vamos a comparar dos realidades muy distintas, la de Canadá, especialmente en Quebec, y la de Colombia. Porque sí, el planeta es uno solo, pero la forma en la que lo cuidamos cambia muchísimo dependiendo del lugar. Si hay algo que llama la atención al llegar a Quebec, es lo serio que se toma en el reciclaje. Aquí no es solo botar basura, es clasificarla. Papel, cartón, plástico, vidrio y residuos orgánicos, todo tiene su lugar. Incluso, en muchas zonas, si no separas bien, simplemente no te recogen la basura. Esto no es casualidad, forma parte de una cultura ambiental fuerte donde el gobierno, las empresas y los ciudadanos están alineados. Además, existen programas de compostaje y reducción de residuos que buscan disminuir el impacto ambiental desde el hogar. En pocas palabras, reciclar en Quebec no es una opción, es parte del sistema. Ahora, si miramos hacia Colombia, la historia es diferente. En Colombia, el reciclaje sí existe, pero en gran parte depende de los recicladores informales, personas que día a día recorren las calles recolectando materiales reutilizables para poder sobrevivir. El problema no es la falta de intención, es la falta de estructura. No hay el mismo nivel de educación ambiental ni la misma infraestructura que facilite el proceso. Y eso hace que gran parte de los residuos terminen en rellenos sanitarios o, peor aún, contaminando ríos y ecosistemas. Dentro de este gran tema del medio ambiente, hay un subtema demasiado importante, lo cual es el transporte. Hoy en día, más de 30 países están impulsando el uso de carros eléctricos como una alternativa para reducir la contaminación. Países como Noruega, Alemania, China y Canadá están liderando este cambio. ¿La razón? Los vehículos tradicionales son una de las principales fuentes de emisiones de CO2, y aquí es donde los carros eléctricos entran como una solución real. En Quebec, el avance es evidente. El gobierno ofrece incentivos económicos para quienes compran vehículos eléctricos. Además, hay una red de estacionamientos de carga bastante amplia, lo que hace que tener uno sea cada vez más práctico. Otro punto clave, la energía en Quebec proviene de una gran parte de fuentes limpias, especialmente hidroeléctricas. Eso significa que no solo reduce emisiones al conducir, sino también al cargar el vehículo. Es un sistema que se complementa. En contraste, Colombia todavía está en una etapa inicial. Aunque el número de vehículos eléctricos ha crecido, sigue siendo bajo. Uno de los principales problemas es la infraestructura, no hay suficientes puntos de carga. Además, el costo sigue siendo alto para la mayoría de la población. Actualmente en Colombia hay aproximadamente 17 millones de vehículos, incluyendo motos, y esto trae consecuencias. El alto número de vehículos genera varios problemas. Primero, la contaminación del aire. Muchas ciudades colombianas presentan niveles preocupantes de polución, lo que afecta directamente la salud de las personas. Segundo, las emisiones de gases de efecto invernadero que contribuyen al cambio climático. Y tercero, la congestión urbana, que no solo afecta a la movilidad, sino también la calidad de vida. En pocas palabras, más carros, más problemas y menos control. Aquí es donde los carros eléctricos muestran su valor. Reducen significativamente las emisiones contaminantes, son más silenciosos, lo que disminuye la contaminación auditiva, y además requieren menos mantenimiento de un carro tradicional. A largo plazo también puede ser más económicos, pero claro, todo depende de que existan políticas y acceso real para la población. Volviendo a Canadá, es importante decir que, aunque es un país avanzado en temas ambientales, no es perfecto. ¿Tiene políticas fuertes? Sí. ¿Invierte en energías renovables? También. Pero sigue siendo un país con alta producción industrial, lo que genera su propio impacto. Aún así, la diferencia está en la gestión. En Quebec, por ejemplo, el uso de energía hidroeléctrica hace una gran diferencia en la reducción de emisiones, y eso se refleja en su estilo de vida. Al final, la diferencia entre países no solo está en el dinero o la tecnología, está en la cultura, en qué tanto entendemos que el planeta no es infinito, que cada decisión cuenta, y que aunque no podemos cambiar el mundo de un día para otro, sí podemos empezar por algo tan simple como separar la basura o cuestionar cómo nos movemos. Porque cuidar el medio ambiente no es una tendencia, es una gran necesidad. Pero entender el problema no es suficiente. La verdadera pregunta es, ¿qué tan sostenible es realmente lo que estamos haciendo? Porque reciclar y usar carros eléctricos suena bien, muy bien, pero hay mucho más detrás. En lugares como Quebec, separar los residuos es solo el primer paso. Después viene el proceso industrial. No todo lo que se recicla realmente se recicla. Muchos materiales, especialmente ciertos plásticos, terminan siendo demasiado costosos de procesar. ¿El resultado? Una parte importante de esos residuos termina siendo exportada a otros países o enviadas a vertederos. Esto abre un debate importante. ¿Estamos reciclando o solo moviendo el problema del lugar? Además, el exceso de consumo sigue siendo el verdadero reto. Porque reciclar ayuda, ok, pero consumir menos ayuda mucho más. Los carros eléctricos, por su parte, parecen la solución perfecta, pero no son completamente limpios. La fabricación de sus baterías requiere minerales como litio, cobalto y níquel, y la extracción de estos recursos tiene un impacto ambiental fuerte, especialmente en países en desarrollo. Por ejemplo, la minería puede generar contaminación de agua, deforestación, explotación laboral en algunas regiones. Además, las baterías tienen una vida útil limitada. Y aunque se está desarrollando tecnologías para reciclarlas, todavía no es un sistema completamente eficiente. Esto no significa que los carros eléctricos sean malos, significa que no son la solución total. Las ciudades juegan un rol clave en todo esto. En Canadá, especialmente en zonas urbanas de Quebec, se está apostando también por transporte público eficiente, carriles para bicicletas, espacios verdes y reducciones de uso de automóvil. La idea no es solo cambiar el tipo de carro, es cambiar la forma en que nos movemos. En contraste, muchas ciudades en Colombia todavía están adaptándose. Aunque existen avances como ciclovías y sistemas de transporte masivo, el crecimiento urbano rápido hace difícil mantener el equilibrio. Aquí es donde todo se conecta. La diferencia más grande entre países no es solo la economía, es la cultura. En Canadá hay una conciencia ambiental más integrada. Se piensa en el impacto a largo plazo. Se siguen normas con mayor disciplina, hay más presión social por hacer las cosas bien. En Colombia, aunque hay conciencia, muchas veces las prioridades son otras: economía, seguridad, acceso y oportunidades. Y eso influye directamente en cómo se abordan los temas ambientales. Entonces, ¿hacia dónde vamos? A nivel global, la tendencia es clara: más energías renovables, más regulaciones ambientales, más innovaciones tecnológicas. Pero también más desafíos. El cambio climático ya no es una teoría, es una realidad. Eventos extremos, cambios en el clima, impacto en la biodiversidad, todo está conectado. Puede parecer que todo está fuera de nuestras manos, pero no es así. Pequeñas acciones generan impacto. Reducir el consumo innecesario, separar correctamente residuos, usar transporte público o alternativas, informarse y generar conciencia. No se trata de ser perfectos, se trata de ser más conscientes. Al final, ni Canadá es perfecto ni Colombia está perdido. Ambos están en procesos distintos, pero el objetivo es el mismo: vivir en un planeta que siga siendo habitable. Porque esto no es solo un tema ambiental, es un tema de futuro, de calidad de vida y de qué tipo de mundo queremos dejar.